The Ministry of Finance says that the 2015 Tax Laws Amendment Act provisions relating to retirement will come into force on March the 1st, 2016. However, the annuitization requirement for provident funds will be postponed to the 1st of March, 2018. But some tax experts are concerned that the delays will hit consumers in the long term. And to explain to us the implications of this latest development, we join on the line by Director of Tax Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer, Ruan van Eeden. Ruan, thanks so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Now, could you please start us off by explaining to us in layman's term what exactly all of this means when we talk about the provisions relating to retirement, the law actually coming into effect on the 1st of March this year, but that the annuitization requirement for provident funds will only kick in 2018. And also, while you're at it, maybe you can also just explain to us what this annuitization requirement for provident fund actually means.
Okay. Well, we've had a bit of an about turn week from the finance minister regarding the retirement fund changes. Just to take one step back, there are laws currently in place that have been assented to by the president, which from 1 March 2016 provide far-reaching changes to the way in which retirement funds are going to be taxed in South Africa. What has happened now in the last couple of days is the portion that only relates to the annuitization of a provident fund has been suspended, but every other piece of legislation in respect of the retirement reforms will come into place on 1 March 2016. What that means is that the new deduction parameters, which will now allow for a 27.5% deduction of retirement fund contributions limited to 350,000 rand, will come into force. The fringe benefit taxation of retirement contributions will also come into force. If an employee decides to resign, he will still be able to take his full provident fund benefit out. And if an employee retires up until 1 March 2018, he will still be able to take his full provident fund portion out. It is only the portion that deals with the two-third, one-third rule that will now go back to consultation. It will be re-looked, it will be revised, and hopefully come 1 March 2018, there will be some final provisions that will take this forward. In the meantime, it's important for employers to know that all the provisions that are drafted in the laws currently will come into place except for the transfer. Now, what the Minister of Finance has said, that in the interim there needs to be an urgent bill passed in order to postpone this specific element. That bill will contain certain elements that need to be that need to be looked at very carefully. The one aspect which will cause some concern is that they are going to seemingly put a freeze on the transfer of provident funds of pension funds into provident funds in order to maintain balance in the retirement system. What it doesn't seem to address is transfers from preservation funds into from provident funds or pension funds into preservation funds, because you will in the interim have employees that will either resign or retire and would want to put their money into continuous savings vehicles. Those aspects need to be clarified very carefully in the bill.
So, again, because I'm looking at the messages coming through on my Twitter feed, clearly, you know, there seems to be a lot of confusion from the broader public around this particular matter. So, if you're talking to people right now, as we saw in reports, various reports, that many people already resigning so that they can cash in and not be affected by the changes that will be affected, what exactly is going to happen for these people when this happens, when this tax law goes ahead on the 1st of March? How will it affect them?
Well, for employees that resign, it is not going to affect them at all, because on resignation, even with the laws prior to 1 March 2016 and the proposed changes, a full retirement benefit could be taken subject to certain lump sum taxation rules. So on resignation, there's still going to be no effect whatsoever. Where employees are making the mistake is they are resigning in order to access their benefits in order not to be affected. So that is a complete misinterpretation of the law. Where the effect is going to be is only on retirement, and that's really the part that government is going to relook. It's the retirement aspect of this, where the one-third, two-third portion will come in. Now, what the law currently states, or the urgent amendment that's going to be passed, is that any retirement up until 1 March 2018 will still allow the employee to take a full lump sum provident fund out. We are going to have to wait and see what the proposed changes are going to be, but employees that resign in order to access their benefits purely to avoid the changes in tax rules are potentially making a mistake.
And given what we've seen, the sudden change of heart, would you say that this is a turnaround, or is it just a postponement, and that we might see things actually remaining the same afterwards?
I suspect that it's not going to remain the same. It still needs a lot of work. It's going to be difficult to see what sort of amendments they're going to propose. There's been a lot of kickback from the Labour side. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Minister of Finance is going to do in order to ensure a better system going forward. At this stage, the status quo remains, the law is in place, and employers are going to have to deal with the fringe benefit consequences and deal with the deductions accordingly. What it does allow for Provident Fund members in the interim, especially lower to middle income earners, to make additional contributions to their Provident Funds without suffering any negative benefits if they do wish to withdraw from them. So that is at least an interim benefit. But what's going to happen in the future, that's pretty much uncertain at this stage.
Well, Ruan van Heerden, thank you so much for your time this morning. Director of Tax Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr.